Welcome, everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson. I'm your host for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will be focusing on, episode 64 entitled, Henny Sends a Letter to King Milan for an Alliance. We're going to get into this regarding Henny's progression as whole story of these short stories is moving towards getting into the overall mixture of understanding the connection from Orion to Mitzrayim and vice versa, and as well as the other galaxies like Pleiades and so forth. And so Henny sends this letter. We're going to get into that later about what to expect, but it's going to be more in the sense of really connecting the dots and showing you just how, you know, in depth and in intertwined they are with the Mitzrayim, which we call now Egyptians in Egypt. So without further ado, just to kind of go over a couple of things, I do have another podcast show. It's called Surviving Your Journey to a Success. Do check that out. It's about motivating and inspiring people in their work life and personal life. And if you love it, share it. Leave a comment. Talk about what you love about it and not. Do the same with this podcast show as well. If you love it, share it. And thank you so much. I am on YouTube, so do check out. I have Malay on YouTube, youtube.com/Malay. And then I have for Surviving Your Journey, and that's going to be under Nichelle Anderson. You should find me. So thank you for that. And you should be able to see, if not by this time, that this actually plays out and we're talking, my summer dates for my summer break that I take from June, July, and August, and return back for another season in September. Okay. And without that, let's see. Okay, so we covered that. And then also do check out Malay.com where you can check out some of the merchandise. You can get a t-shirt or one of the brand related short stories that I do, like Atlantis or what have you. So do check that out. We do have like a love selection collection, and that's basically because Malay deals with love and all that good stuff. And definitely go there and check that out. If you already purchased my book, Mitzrayim, A Memoir of a Past Life in Ancient Egypt, it is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other bookstores. I do ask if you don't mind to go ahead and leave a review, a positive review. I appreciate it. And if you haven't yet, in a sense, purchased my book, do that, and you can leave a review on that as well, on that particular bookseller. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get into, and definitely NFTs. Can I forget that? Molay NFTs. Do go to MolayWorld.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and join our Discord server. Those links are in the description there. Okay. All right. So let's get into this. So the review of the last particular episode, we're going to talk about that to kind of get an idea. And that's basically was just a directed clip notes with Mahogany Part 4. That's one of my other short stories. Do go check that out as well. That's dealing with the Harlem Renaissance. And I just kind of talk about that particular episode itself for Part 4 and where the story was progressing with the family, the Sands family that is in New York during the Harlem Renaissance, about the early 20s, 1920s. Okay. And if you like that, comment about what you liked about it and what you understood the whole story concept, and let me know. Okay, so that was pretty much last month, because I'm doing now my podcast seasons are monthly because I have a lot of projects going on and my brand has expanded, which I am gonna have a link in there with Molay. I have my own beauty line now, and it's Molay Beauty. It's for men and women. It's for healthy luxury healing body oils, and I do cater to with the own men collection, which I call that the king and me, and we always got to motivate our men, y'all, and then our males there. And then of course I have my own cream collection, and I call that topaz, because I think topaz, the whole concept of that, the gemstone, is just gorgeous, and I think that queens are especially good ones. And I just kind of tapped into that energy there with the topaz, and I think it would be just a wonderful expression of my cream collection. Humble with that, and of their beauty is just like a burst of flower. You know, I need to do a podcast about why I named what in my collection. I came with all the names, all the formulas, all the blends, and I need to do a podcast about that, maybe during the summer. But nonetheless, the topaz basically collections to me is all reinforced of what a queen, what it is. They vary in their own concept of beauty. They know and they can vibrate on that flower. All right, so let's get into this. So today we're going to talk about Henny, where he's at. We already know literally he had left in the last finale, last season 5. And now we're going to get into the actual story from that, where it's progressing and we've located he's on this planet, Demona, in the star-cast Lisa of Arcturus. So we're going to get into that today. And if you have any questions, you could definitely email us at info@Molay.com. And whatever purchase that you do with Molay Beauty, just want to say this right quick, or a t-shirt, which I highly recommend and encourage you to do that. It helps the funding project for my dream that I moved up here to Atlanta and to film my book that we're talking about. These Molay Stories is Come From Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt. You can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But when you do that and you purchase something from brand, it helps to put into the treasury that is for my movie that I want to do. That's my dream. And to do a feature film, particularly what I'm trying to do here, is going to cost quite a bit coins there. And speaking of coins, I will be rolling out officially the contents of that and the breakdown and everything of that and more related to the Molay token. But nonetheless, that's what I wanted to say. So let's go ahead and move forward and get into this episode today, which is episode 64. All right. And next month is my finale. So you gotta stay tuned for that. Tune in and share it for my finale next month. All right. Which, you know what? We should go ahead and talk just a little bit about that. I'm very excited. And that is going to be very, I think, entertaining for you. Just like last season, I got a lot of downloads, and I know I'm gonna pray for the best that it will repeat and increase. So next month is gonna be my finale. That's episode 65. It's gonna be titled King Milan Speaks of Disloyalty Before the Gods of Pleiades, and an Orion is born. Ooh, y'all know it. It's gonna be good. Okay, so that's gonna be my finale next month in May when I wrap up my season before summer, and that's going to be there for you to be able to take a look, and that's going to be on May 22nd. All right, I always end my finale like towards the end of May, and then I take a summer break, turn back in September. So in this podcast, let's go ahead, let's get started, and let's begin on my season 6, 2022 to 2023, for this week of my podcast show, Michelle Anderson's Short Stories and Beyond. This week, episode 64, entitled Henny Sends a Letter to King Milan for an Alliance. Opening scene. The town was named Falun on the planet Demona in the star constellation of Arcturus, where now the new home for the General Hani, at least for now, was busy with other people. Some of them were of his reptilian breed, and some were a mixture of other species, even far as on from Saturn, within the galaxy sphere of Tiamat. He emerged from his secluded hideaway with his wife in tow, both covering their face with hood and cape as they held hands, searching for the place to order a certain medicine he wanted and for food. He still had valuable coins that his wife brought with her on the way to help him escape from the new Nkunu Orion regime. They entered a hut with bright colors on the base of the door and a small window in the middle. The owner nodded after Henny sent him a sign by hand and motioned them two to enter the back entrance. They did and started to exchange the transaction when suddenly a knock was on the door. Henny very startled and reached for his weapon as his wife stood behind him before he even knew what about to be. It was his younger brother, Ayano. Then Henny quickly saw his pregnant wife, Fasia. After the shock, they all hugged one another, explaining that they were told by his good friend that they are staying at Anuno can find him there. Then Anuno talked about how he learned of Henny's sudden withdrawal from Orion of his powerful position. Henny and them quickly sat down, and the store brought them bread and water of their kind, likely. Anuno even spoke of the big event with rulers all over galaxies to Orion of the impending vote of your leaving. him leaving Orion and the mysteries, reason to why, of the mystery, reason why, and who will replace Hani as leader, as the leadership to move forward within the balance of power of Orion. Then Aunu leaned back and stared seriously and spoke, "My brother, I must speak and say this, for you might not believe it so, but even the great Queen Hagar of Mitraim made an appearance to speak who would take your place." And he almost choked on his water, got wide out of interest as he slowly lowered his cup of water. Aunu continued, "Most have no idea of her connection to the ruler Baun, and she was the only one allowed to speak with him in private of the matter at hand. And he slowly took another bit of his bread, still enormously interested in everything his younger brother was explaining to him. Aunu continued, "We do not know what those talks or agreements were, but it was about you and the replacement of a leader position on the Council of Yukuno. She left before the official discussion and possible vote to whom it would be, and amidst by Okuna starship, it was commented that King Malan was there as well as Queen Hagar, mother." Hani stopped drinking some of his water. Aunu continued, "It was Mother Azwell that was there on the starship, Queen Mother Mami, and her father, Elder Tahi of the Okun, was there as well." Hani interjected, "Then the great Akunin brothers were there as well." "Wonder Inki was there with them, still behind the shadows in the amendment of the Orion power apparatus." Aunu nodded as well as he sipped some of his water. Then Aunu started to tear up when he thought about all of this going on and what major impact to his brother must have been. He spoke of huge changes and impact of his brother after he left, as far as other galaxies, that people are searching for him as they are about to, and to select another person to take his role. And a lot of rulers are afraid of that, of who it would be. Hani puzzled a bit to the immediate rush, as he knew those that transpired their plan for the Astar in Mitraim would want to risk bringing so much attention. Hani nodded as well. "Did not know, but then said something particular interesting when Hani expressed a major intersection of the Astar in Mitraim, and not really understanding what is the Astar. That if Hani knew of this and the powers that be that he was a major leader of influence on the Council of Orion, which was Okuno, then it must was very important. Perhaps that," Aunu continued to thought, "was the reason Hani abruptly vanished from Orion and is here on this planet." So Aunu slowly leaned forward as both their wives were to the other side of the room talking amongst themselves and drinking tea. Aunu said, "Why don't you intercept their next plan and you still go after this Astar of Mitraim on Tamat without needing them, and you rise to return to Orion as a new ruler of power? Let them that betray you and Echo," yes, I heard what happened to Echo, by no other than that selfish Natu. Hani leaned back with the thoughts of his younger brother bouncing around in his head, and as he always, Hani leaned back with the thoughts of his younger brother bouncing around in his mind, and as he always was clever more so than Hani remembered, as they used to play in the fields back on Orion many stars ago. Hani took a slow bit of his bread again, still rolling the thoughts into his mind, position of response to the betrayal done to him and his good friend Echo. He looked down for a moment, Hani did, and then straight back at his brother. Auno continued, "I can get you access to King Malan of Mitrayan, the ruler of Tamat, in that galaxy for the search of the Astar. For I know of his younger brother, Tahan, for he is here on planet Jamona in the mountains of Adur as the special assignment by the Akune and with his wife." And he slowly leaned forward, then back again, wrestling with the thought of the position that his brother is trying to convince him to move forward. Auno knew his brother, that he was thinking in thought and logic. Hani then looked over to his wife that was still speaking with Vatha of her new baby soon to arrive, and wanted the same excitement again for his wife and family to regain the position of family and his role of leadership, but only back on Orion because he loved his home in Orion. His home life was in Orion, not here. Could it be possible? Would King Malan respond, or would he seek out to find Hani and finish him off? Hani then took a slow sip of his water, and then he leaned forward to his brother. And Hani spoke in his Orion language and said, "Gata Noa. Pala Pima Pua Ne e Kona Kinga Ama Na Is." Translation: "Give me a pen that I'm papa's for my message letter to King Malan." End scene.